Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I hope you're okay and not hurt.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie, and today we have a very fun lesson for you. Today's topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is Linda's at the Hospital. Linda's at the Hospital. Well, have you ever gone to the hospital before?
Yes, I have, Peter. One day I was walking and I fell onto some glass and I needed to go to the hospital.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Well, we will be talking about these kind of things today. Well, first we have our read it. Here's Marie to help us.
Linda was in a motorcycle accident. Her front wheel hit the sidewalk. Then she fell off the motorcycle. She was at the emergency room. It is at the hospital. She is not badly hurt, and she isn't in much pain. But she has a cut on her face. Alex is picking up some things for her. She can rest at home. Then she can get better.
So, Marie, do you remember learning how to ride a bicycle?
I do remember, Peter. I was about 5 years old when I first started to ride my bike. I would fall down a lot, but after I kept practicing, I got much better.
Yeah, well, Linda is learning how to ride a motorcycle, and it's kind of the same thing. You can fall down and get hurt. Well, here's Christina with our keywords, then we'll get started.
Hi, 糟糕了 ,Linda 骑车出车祸了。她的前轮胎撞上了人行道,然后她从车上摔了下来。Her front wheel hit the sidewalk. 轮胎是 wheel。Alex 说还好她伤得不严重。She is not badly hurt. 副词 badly 表示严重的。Rob 也很关心，所以就问 Is she in much pain? 她很痛吗？名词痛就是 pain. 因为 Linda 已经吃了止痛药，所以她还好不怎么痛。不过她的脸割伤了。She has a cut on her face. 这里的 cut 是名词，指割伤或者是伤口。在这段养伤的期间，还好有 Alex 帮忙。他来办公室拿 Linda 的东西。他说 ,I'm picking up something for her. 片语 pick up 就是拿取的意思。
Linda is at the hospital?
Yes, she's in the emergency room.
Why aren't you with her?
I'm picking up some things for her.
How did she get to the emergency room?
I drove her there. She's not badly hurt. She just has a cut on her face.
I'm going to the hospital right now!
Wow, this has been a big experience for Linda.She is learning how to ride a motorcycle, but she ends up in the hospital. I hope she is okay.
I hope so too. So what happened? Well, she is new at riding a motorcycle, so she is not too comfortable with riding one yet.
That's right. She didn't get too far before she was in an accident. These can be very serious at times.
But her wheel hit the sidewalk. It was not a very serious accident.
That's right. It was a small accident. People use the sidewalk. It is on the sides of the street. It is not for motorcycles. And Linda is learning all about that. Well, Alex drove her to the emergency room in the end.
Alex is being very helpful.Christina is also very helpful. Here she is.
Alex 说发生意外之后是他载 Linda 去医院的。 他说 I drove her there. 首先我们来复习一下动词开车或者是驾驶的时态变化是 drive, drove, driven. 今天 Alex 用的是 I drove her there. 因为车祸是用过去发生的事，所以用过去式。再来就是讲到 drive 这个字，我们一般都是用驾驶交通工具的动词，像是 I drive to the office every day, 或者 Do you know how to drive a car? 不过今天 Alex 说的是开车载他 drove her, 所以你看到了可以用 drive someone 来表达开车载某个人。我们来造个句子 I can drive you to the mall, 或者是 Did he drive you home?他有没有开车载你回家？
Thank you, Christina. So when you need help right away, you can drive to the emergency room. It is at the hospital. Have you ever been to the emergency room?
I have, Peter. Remember when I told you I fell down on some glass? It was very serious, and the doctors had to put stitches in me.
Wow, I have not been to the emergency room, but I have heard many stories about friends going there. I am so thankful that I have never had to go there.
And thankfully, Linda is not hurt badly. If she was hurt badly, it would be more serious.
Yes, she just has a cut on her face. A cut is an injury.Or if you get hurt by something like a knife or broken glass, that is a cut.
While cuts are getting better, we put a Band-Aid on it to protect it so it doesn't get dirty.
And while Linda is in the hospital, Alex is picking some things up for her. That's very nice. Well, let's find out what happens in this next conversation.
Where's Linda, Ben?
She's not here. She's at the hospital.
The hospital? Why?
She was in a motorcycle accident, but she's okay.
Are you sure? Motorcycles can be dangerous. Did someone hit her?
No. Her front wheel hit the sidewalk, and she fell off.
How do you know?
Alex told me.He was there.
Now everyone in the office is learning about the news about Linda.
Oh, really? What happened?
Peter, she was in a motorcycle accident. You know that already.
Okay, calm down. It is not a serious accident, remember? Yes, she was in an accident. Hey,Rebecca can tell us a little bit more about this sentence. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I have a very special treat for you today, and yes, it is better than cookies and brownies. You get to learn a grammar point. She was in noun. For example, she was in the computer club, or...He was in my English class. Now, it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, let's try practicing a little bit. He was in the rain. Now, he is wet.
She was in the library. She was studying all day. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to try.
When Susie heard the news about Linda, she thought someone hit her. She is talking about the kind of accident when one motorcycle hits another car or something else.
My dad had an accident like that. Another car hit his car. This can be very scary and dangerous. But don't worry, my dad is okay now.
Motorcycles are very dangerous. That is why Susie is really worried. But what happened in the accident?
Linda's front wheel hit the sidewalk. A motorcycle has two wheels, a front wheel and a back wheel.
Hey, a car has wheels too. Two front wheels and two back wheels.
Wait, how do you know that?
Peter, everybody knows that.
Okay, maybe. But does everyone know today's
calendar phrase?
How do you know?
How do you know?
你怎么会知道?
There's a surprise test today.
How do you know?
There will be a lot of questions.
How do you know?
It will be really hard.
How do you know?
I'm the teacher.
Ooh.
How do you know?
How do you know?
你怎么会知道?
Well, Linda hits the sidewalk, right? Let's talk about this word a little bit more. What are some things you should not do on the sidewalk?
Well, you should not drive on the sidewalk, whether it's a motorcycle or a car. You should drive those things on the road, not the sidewalk.
That's right, and a bicycle as well. And we see many cars parked next to the sidewalk. That's okay. Well, friends, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to the show, friends. Okay, Marie, do you drive anything? What do you drive?
Yes, I do, Peter. I drive my car. I love my car. It's so cute.
Well, what color is your car?
My car is black, my favorite color.
Wow, well, I have a car, too. Both of us don't drive motorcycles. We drive cars. Both can be dangerous, but you can drive them both safely too. Okay, let's find out what happens with our friends in the last conversation today.
How is Linda?
She's okay. She is sore. And she has a bad cut near her eye.
Ouch. Is she in much pain?
Not too much, but she is taking medicine.
Is she still at the hospital?
No, she is at home now. She is resting.
Good. Then she can get better.
In this conversation, we learn more about Linda's injury. She has a cut on her face. It is a bad cut near her eye.
She is very lucky that cut was not serious. It could have damaged her eye, but the cut is still bad. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
因为车祸, Linda 的眼睛附近有一个严重的伤口。She has a bad cut near her eye. 形容词 bad 在这里表达严重的意思。而 cut 则是名词伤口，这是比较特别的用法，因为我们一般都是把 bad 当作坏的意思。不过若是用来形容身体的病痛，就表达严重的意思。比如我头很痛的话，就可以说 I'm having a bad headache。那如果是严重的感冒，就说 He has a bad cold。那如果是闪到腰非常痛的话，可以说 I have a bad pain in my back。这些都是 bad 表达严重的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So, have you been hurt before? Have you had something like a bad cut?
Actually, Peter, yes. One day I was cutting up vegetables and the knife slipped out of my hand and I got a cut. It was a bad cut.
Ooh, wow.How old were you when that happened?
Well, I was 13 years old, and I still have a scar on my finger.
Whoa! You know, I've had that happen to me too. I got cut in the kitchen once as well. Well, there is this other time when I was in college. I was in a bicycle accident. I was going down a hill and I hit a bump in the road and I flew off my bike. I was hurt badly, but I didn't have any broken bones.
Well, that's good that you didn't break anything, Peter. Accidents happen to almost everyone. We never want an accident to happen. And we never mean to get into an accident.
That's right. These things just happen. That is why it's called an accident. Marie, do you remember being in pain when you were hurt?
Actually, Peter, when it first happened, I wasn't in pain. But a few seconds later, I started feeling the pain.
Well, Linda is not in pain anymore because the doctor is giving her medicine. She went home from the hospital, and now she is resting. So maybe we can visit her, and that will make her feel better. But right now, we need to review our keywords. Let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Wheel. Wheel. A bicycle has two wheels.
Badly. Badly. The car is badly damaged.
Pain. Pain. Take some medicine for the pain.
Cut. Cut. He has a cut on his hand.
Pick up. Pick up. I can pick up my bag after school. Well, friends, don't forget to review our keywords. For now, we're going to review our lesson one more time. Linda is at the hospital?
Yes, she's in the emergency room.
Why aren't you with her?
I'm picking up some things for her.
How did she get to the emergency room?
I drove her there. She's not badly hurt. She just has a cut on her face.
I'm going to the hospital right now!
Where's Linda, Ben?
She's not here. She's at the hospital.
The hospital? Why?
She was in a motorcycle accident, but she's okay.
Are you sure? Motorcycles can be dangerous. Did someone hit her?
No. Her front wheel hit the sidewalk, and she fell off.
How do you know?
Alex told me. He was there.
How is Linda?
She's okay. She is sore. And she has a bad cut near her eye.
Ouch. Is she in much pain?
Not too much, but she is taking medicine.
Is she still at the hospital?
No, she's at home now. She is resting.
Good. Then she can get better.
Ginger, it's just a small cut.
I was in a big, big accident.
It was a little accident.
I was in the hospital.
Only for 5 minutes.
It was in the emergency room.
Well, Ginger, you're okay now.
I fell off and hit my face.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you were wearing a helmet.
I'm glad the motorcycle wasn't moving.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my face still hurts.
Oh, Ginger, I'm sorry. How can I help?
Let me rest.
Okay.
And give me a banana.
Okay. Here you go.
Yay! I feel better now.
Yeah. Okay, friends, today is Monday, so let's answer it together. Here's question number one. What is on Linda's face? What is on Linda's face?
You can find the answer in conversation A. There is a bad cut on Linda's face. All right, question number two. When do you go to the hospital? When do you go to the hospital? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
When do I go to the hospital? I go to the hospital when I don't feel well. If I get sick, I need to see a doctor so that he can give me medicine. But sometimes I go to the hospital just for a checkup. I'm not sick, but I want to make sure that I stay healthy. So I go visit my doctor at the hospital.
When do I go to the hospital? Never! Well, it's nice to have a hospital, so if I'm really, really sick, or if I need an operation, I can go there. But I usually don't go if I have a cold, like now, or if I'm a little bit sick. Then I make an appointment and go to the doctor's office. I only go to the hospital if it's a big problem.
When do I go to the hospital? Well, I go to the hospital about once a year. I go for a checkup. It's important to get a checkup every year. I also go to the hospital for a very, very good reason. When my family members or when my friends have babies, I go to the hospital to see their new babies. They're always very, very cute.
When do I go to the hospital? Usually only when I'm very hurt. When I was young, I hurt and broke my arm. My mom took me to the hospital, and then the doctor gave me a cast, and I stayed in the hospital for about one day, and then my arm got better. But I don't want to go back to the hospital. I think it's kind of scary.
Well, friends, thank you very much for joining us today. We hope you had a great time practicing your English, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.